much about.
And now, without further ado, because I know Bean is anxious to kayak back to his animal sex fortress, please welcome the legendary, the unstoppable, Kevin and Bean.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Those little guys are cute and cuddly looking. The beavers I've seen are bigger.
And
they don't look as friendly. So I don't know. Maybe I've seen my beavers in the wrong place. Moving on.
Yeah, it's weather time. This afternoon, not too bad. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. Let's go to the maps. There we go.
I can't see him.
Anyway, well, today
and now.
Well, new year, new you. What should I put up my butt?
Our feature presentation.
I mean, we've all been asking that.
Yeah.
Ellie has answers, though, so that's good news.
I do. Thank you.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning. It's the 10th of January.
What's up, you guys?
You know, just living life after the rains.
I got to tell you, that footage out of Montecito is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Unbelievable.
That is hell on earth. You watch the news? You don't watch the news, Kevin. Refresh my memory.
For the most part, I don't. It's on the top machine mugs, but we're not going to have time. Because I'm a kid.
Oh, because you're a kid.
Right.
It looks like, I know everybody says everything that you don't expect looks like a movie. But it looks like it has to, Allie, am I wrong? It looks like it has to have been created by some sort of special effects lab.
No, the fact that a reporter said right here there was an apartment building, mm-hmm. and it's gone.
Gone.
The
yeah.
mud and the debris and all of the floods took it away in the middle of the night as people were sleeping. That's
houses
insanity.
Just ripped off their foundations, and you just look out and you see, as far as you can see, it's just mud several feet deep with boulders the size of cars, and everything is just buried. I mean, you can't even imagine that it's real. I mean, they say 15 people have died. It's going to end up being a lot more than that,
yeah.
obviously, because it's almost impossible to get in to try to rescue people at this point. You can't even see where there's something under the mud in some places.
Yeah. It's awful.
It is. It's
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
There he is. Good work. Oh, I miss Chip so much. Anyway, I hate to be a thoughts and prayers guy, but send whatever you believe in. Please send it the way of the people and the first responders who are trying to handle that situation. And it is a natural disaster like I've never seen before. We do have a lot of program to get to today, and I want to start with this. I thought this fascinating survey in France. Now, I would not be surprised if the results of this survey were the same in many countries around the world, including ours. In December, they surveyed 1,200 people who live in France, and they wanted to talk to them about conspiracy theories that they believe.
Oh, yes.
8 in 10 French people in the survey, according to the survey, extrapolated 8 in 10 French people believe in at least one conspiracy theory. There's a foundation, a think tank there, that wanted to find out how many people and why believed in these theories with no grounding in established fact. For instance, one of the best-known conspiracy theories that the CIA was involved in the assassination of our president, John Kennedy, in 1963. Now, what would lead somebody who has no firsthand knowledge at all about that incident that happened all those years ago, what would lead somebody to believe that the CIA was involved in that assassination? Just a general distrust of government, I guess?
Well, I think that's the basis for every one of these conspiracy theories is whatever they're telling you isn't what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you automatically discount whatever the story is, for the most part, if you're going to believe in these types of conspiracies.
Because it's coming from the government and the government is inherently evil and wrong.
Yes.
54% of respondents said they believed that the U.S. government was involved in assassinating the president. 16% believed that America had faked the moon landings.
Well, we learned from X-Files last week that was fake.
That's
cigarette
true.
Man did it.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah.
And
Smoking Man, but okay.
Did I say Cigarette Man?
You did.
What's happening with me lately?
He's actually Cigarette Smoking Man.
He's
right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Cigarette Smoking Man.
Why would America continue to go back to the moon after we had successfully faked it the first time? What would be the payoff for that?
Are we going back to the moon or are we going back to that soundstage?
Going back what I'm saying is we went back to the moon multiple times after 1969. Why would we keep going back if the thing was a fake?
I mean, you're
using... Would be a question I would ask.
You're using logic.
Okay. 55% Frenchmen in the survey believe that the government was conspiring with pharmaceutical companies to conceal the danger of vaccines.
Okay.
That's frightening because that has real-world implications.
Yeah.
The other ones, it doesn't matter what you really think about the moon in your day-to-day life, but if this one, if you're one of these nut jobs, then you don't get your kid vaccinated. That's bad news for your kid, right?
And other kids, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me see. Western Secret Services are manipulating jihadist groups, Al-Qaeda, and the Islamic State. I'm not sure why
we would
be running that. It seems like that would be counter to our wishes. That's 31%. 32% believe that AIDS was created in a laboratory and tested on Africans.
Oh.
Again, I don't think there's much evidence to support that. That's one that's been around for a long time, though.
Okay.
10% of the French people surveyed believe that it is possible that the Earth is flat.
Yes. Oh. And there it is.
Give us a call right
now.
That's
the best one.
Come on. Oh. Right? 18% believe that God created life less than 10,000 years ago. These are the Bible is literally the world of God people. Mm-hmm. I assume, right? They can't reconcile in their mind that the Bible says one thing and science says something else. And one more, nearly half the population, 48%, believe the replacement theory. Do you guys know what this is?
I love replacements.
That global political and media elite is organizing a plan for white people to be replaced by immigrants.
Oh.
That is 48% of those surveyed believe in that one. So how would that work? Would there be a knock on the door and I would open it and Abdul would be standing out there going, Bean, you're out. I'm in.
I'm
replacing you. I take over your life, your wife, your pets, and your job.
It's just that easy.
And then what do they do with you?
that's another question, I guess.
That's a great one.
Answered, but I'm not sure how this works.
Did you say 48%?
Yes.
Oh, my God. 48%.
I hope that America is not as crazy as France, but I suspect that it is.
Oh, it is, yeah. We should do a call-in and list those.
Mm-hmm.
And if you believe one of them, call, except for flat earthers. We don't want to talk to them.
I always want to talk to them. Who are you kidding?
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
What should I put up my butt? Jeez.
Try and answer that later on today. We have Dr. Dina on the program today, Dina Browner, who runs Alternative Herbal Health Services, and they provide adult-use marijuana.
Mm.
Is she bringing a gift bag?
I don't know. There was nothing said about a gift bag.
Customary if we were having someone on who was promoting, you know, vodka or perfume or something like that, a game. They bring one in for the team to experience.
Is it customary?
I think so.
I'd like to just use that in this particular instance and say I hope so. We've got your tickets for WWE Raw at Honda Center. We have you left before the headliner. You went to a concert.
Mm-hmm.
You went to all the trouble to go to a concert and to get the time that it takes, and then the parking, and then get the tickets, and you left before the headliner.
Allie, did you see some of the ones online last night?
I did. A couple of them disturbed me greatly.
You mean the one who left
Depeche Mode
before Depeche Mode?
Who was the opener? Warpaint.
Warpaint, and they're great.
Yeah, right.
They were wonderful,
I
was stoked to see them.
Right.
You left before Depeche Mode, sir.
But if you're there, go ahead and stick around for the mode, right?
For the love.
Right. Stick around for the mode. That's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying, but that one hurt me to my core.
Yeah, I thought of you. I winced for you when I read that one.
Good Lord.
New edition of People Are Dumb on the program today.
New edition is on the program today?
No, People Are Dumb. It's a brand new episode of People Are Dumb. It's not an episode, is it?
Well, we'll see how you
perform.
Some
would say. And comedian and our friend Kevin Nealon will be on the program as well today. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. Alice Burton on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
That song was on that played over the end of the Blacklist episode that aired last week. I wonder how much money you make for something like that when they play almost your whole song on network television.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
You think it's a landfall? Allie, you worked in TV for a long time. What do you know about that?
Jeez, I don't.
I bet it's not a landfall because they're probably looking at it like we're going to get our song out to a lot of people who might not hear it otherwise.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah, that's definitely
an advantage. I've Shazammed songs on TV shows all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, great song for sure. And she did a HD Radio Sound Space appearance a few weeks ago, too. And she's enormously talented. So definitely check her out. All right. It's Kevin Abicho here for a Wednesday morning, 5:54. Allie's up. What's happening?
Did you see Stan Lee on Twitter yesterday?
Nope.
U.S. trend.
Oh,
you
no.
You immediately get nervous.
Right. Yes.
Well, he is alive.
Okay, good.
And horny.
And apparently horny.
No, he's not. Oh, yeah. No.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. It's been alleged, right?
It's alleged, and it's the UK's Daily Mail. So let's listen to this. The 95-year-old Marvel creator Stan Lee has been very handsy with the young nurses who come to his West Hollywood home and has asked to be taken care of in his bedroom and finds it funny. A rep for the company confirmed that they'd received complaints from several employees, but they stopped providing services in 2016. Now, his attorney issued a statement saying he categorically denies these false and despicable allegations and fully intends to fight to protect his stellar name and impeccable character. A rep for the new company that takes care of him says that he's been polite, kind, and a respectful client. So,
well, good. I hope it's not true.
This is the crux of the problem with so many of these stories is, look, we have a default position to believe the victim.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know. And in this case, there's no police report. And I have also heard reports that they asked him for money to go away.
Yeah.
So who knows what's going on? I mean, certainly somebody could shake down another person if they wanted to, if they chose to. In this environment, you would have you'd have a lot of people automatically believing you, whether it's true or not.
Well,
it almost seems like your life pretty much tells everybody. So a lot of these names that come up, no one is surprised by.
Right.
Harvey Weinstein, people like that, Kevin Spacey. Mm-hmm. You go, okay, yeah, everything else I know about him pretty much confirms what's being alleged. Most of the time, it's not the opposite of that. So I hope that's not the case.
Stan Lee has been famous for 70 years, and we've never heard this before. So you, in other words, you say that maybe is a point in his favor.
I hope, yeah. I mean, yeah, I hope do it too. Turns out to be true.
Kanye West seems decent.
Well, I'm sorry?
I know. This is shocking. Shocking to me. But reports are that he earned some serious points because he was FaceTiming with a young lady who was battling cancer. Apparently, the family had reached out desperately. She just wanted to somehow either meet him, chat with him, something. He FaceTimed with her, chatted with her, and even rapped her favorite song, which is I Love Kanye, which made me laugh.
That's Kanye's
baby,
favorite
I'm
song,
awesome,
too.
Also.
Right.
I'm also awesome. Y'all know.
Sadly, the girl passed away a few hours later.
He killed her.
No.
Oh.
No, that's not what I'm
point?
Saying.
Okay, my bad.
But I'll say this. People found out about this because a friend of the family tweeted about it.
And not his publicist.
Not him, not the Kardashians. It was this woman that was like, I just want y'all to know what this man did for her in her, what turned out to be her last, you know, hours on Earth. So,
how about that?
Okay, Kanye. All right. I mean, I'll be back to thinking you're an a-hole very soon. But for right now.
I hope we all get a heads up on that we only have days to live so that we can all think of cool stuff to get.
No.
You know, like you see these stories of like the people who see you know, Star Wars before they die and whatnot.
Right.
And getting to talk to your favorite rapper in this case, you know?
You'd really want to know if you had a few days left.
He's always said that, yeah.
I would want to know if I had years left. If somebody came to me right now and said you're gone in 2038, I would want that information.
But doesn't that just, it negates the whole living your best life now? What would you, why would you do things
what
so drastically
being makes
differently?
You think that he's living his best life
That's
now?
That's a good point. But how, I just feel like changing everything up so drastically to get these different things done maybe you're not living the way you should be.
Right? Change your goddamn life,
That's
Bean.
What I'm saying, Bean.
This is a conversation for another time, but okay. I think your life would be so much better if you knew how much of it was left, because you could evaluate the things that you are willing to do and the things that you're not willing to do.
But then, like, if I know it's going to be 30, 40 years, I'm going to Vegas a lot, because then, I can, no matter what happens,
right.
then you're living your best
I'm
life.
Living.
Okay.
Right?
Sounds like a pretty great life, Kevin.
I feel like you and I have different reactions to this.
Absolutely. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, when I come back, I'm going to tell you about Saved by the Bell. Back, you guys. But not where you think.
Oh.
But it's kind of funny, and I dig it a lot. But first, some birthdays for you. Rod Stewart, George Foreman, Sarah Shahi.
Love her.
And Jemaine Clement. Happy birthday, you guys. That's what's happening.
Dina Browner, who is going to be our new best friend in the world ever, joins us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. She runs a legal pot shop here in town, so her life has certainly changed this week, huh? Also, comedian Kevin Nealon on the program today. And don't forget, 9 a.m., brand new music from Jack White.
Yay!
That's exciting.
Yeah.
He's a genius. I love him. Connected by Love is the new Jack White song. We'll play it for you right at 9 this morning on K-Rock.
Right now, it's time for...
Dumb.
A man trying to kill a spider. Bean, you're not going to like this story because
Don't like it. Don't kill spiders, people.
This one does end with a spider's death.
Oh.
Man trying to kill a spider set his apartment on fire. Tenants forced to move out. a Northern California man did this. It was a huge wolf spider, according to Lindsay Weisgarvner, who is a caregiver to one of the residents in the apartment. What does that tell you? Is that old people? A caregiver?
It could be anything.
Yeah, could be. Could be somebody just
I'm just
hurt
asking
or sick.
Because this is the apartment where the fire started.
Yeah.
Weisgarver told the paper that another resident used a torch-style lighter to try and kill the spider after spotting it in an upstairs bedroom.
Huh.
The flame didn't kill the spider right away.
Mm-mm.
Before it ran into the mattress, setting it on fire.
Oh.
And then the fire spread to the drapes, into a flag collection.
Oh, sure.
And the residents were forced to evacuate the unit, which is now uninhabitable.
But no more spider.
Not that one spider is gone.
I will say, and you know that I am always team spider, that there was another story in the news this week about a guy who put on his jacket and did not realize a brown recluse was in the sleeve of it.
Oh.
Now, those are the ones that bite you and then your skin dies?
Yes.
Right?
And that is very serious. That is one of only a handful, a small number of spiders that can give you any kind of trouble in North America. But this one can kill you. And this guy just got sicker and sicker and sicker, and it took him a while to figure out what it was.
So you don't know.
Eventually. Well, I mean, I guess that's... That's part of what it is that people are just erring on the side of caution. That could be one of the dangerous ones. I'm not a spider expert, so I'll just go ahead and take it out.
Just flamethrower.
But that means a lot right? of really, really good spiders are being killed, too, which makes me sad.
Dumb. This one comes out of Omaha, Nebraska. Police officers pulled over a vehicle for failing to signal a turn. As he approached the vehicle, he noticed a strong odor of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the vehicle was an 80-year-old man and his 83-year-old wife.
Oh.
Right on.
After the cop... Did you just say right on?
I did.
After the cop discovered boxes of marijuana in the pickup topper, the couple told the officers that the marijuana was for Christmas presents.
Oh.
Somebody has the best grandparents ever.
Right?
Can you imagine if your grandma and grandpa brought weed?
Oh, Nana and Papa for coming.
They were charged with felony possession of $336,000 worth of weed.
You're kidding.
Right?
What's happening?
Right?
Dumb.
Go to Houston, Texas for the next one. John Brunson is his name. He walked into a cell phone store flashing a gun and demanding cash. The clerk said, no, I'm not going to even open the register.
Oh.
So the robbers just started walking around the store, still with his gun,
mm-hmm.
looking to see if he could find anything to take.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't, so he walked into the office of the cell phone store. And while he was in the office of the cell phone store, The quick-thinking clerk got everybody out of the store and locked the door behind him. Locking. The only person in the store now is the guy with the gun trying to rob the place.
Wow.
That's brilliant.
And called the police.
Brilliant.
You know, the clerk did. So the guy tries to shoot the lock of the door out four times and eventually drops to his knees and is begging them, please let me out. Please. Just let me out. And they didn't, and the police were called, and they were arrested.
Unbelievable.
How awesome is that?
Dumb.
And they probably would have let him out if he agreed to switch to Verizon.
That's probably true. See, that's a cell phone joke.
Dumb.
Bean is...
Dumb.
American tourist was arrested at the airport in Phuket, Thailand. Is that how you say it?
Yes, that's how you should say it, yes.
Do you want to get arrested in Thailand?
Never.
Do you guys watch the show Locked Up Abroad?
I've seen it.
So good.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
It's stories like this where you get arrested in any kind of a country that has horrific laws, and you're in a lot of trouble. Well, this is American, 27-year-old New Yorker named Steve Cho. He was strolling around the airport in Thailand entirely naked.
Oh.
Then he started smashing airport shop goods. He started yelling at people incoherently and started throwing his poo at airport employees and tourists.
Okay, now you've gone too far.
The poo is too far?
I think so.
He was eventually stopped by six security guards in the departure hall of Phuket International Airport, Thailand. Onlooker Wani Ming said, quote, "This was the scariest and most disgusting thing I've ever seen in an airport. I stayed away from the man." When he gained his composure, he admitted that the reason this all happened was because he took too many Viagra pills. Is that possible? He took too many Viagra pills and blacked out.
That's a weird... Wow. Side effect I've not heard of before.
Well, did it show that he had taken Viagra?
There's no...
That's a great question, Allie.
Maybe that's what she meant by terrifying.
However, and then the report goes on, the airport officer insisted that the officers did not harm the men when arresting him, and a strict code of conduct was followed. And I'm saying, if there's a guy walking through the airport, and he's nude, and he's smashing stuff, and he's throwing stuff, and he reaches to his butt to reload?
Yeah.
Take him down.
Oh, my God.
Am I right?
You're right. Take
that guy down.
Yes.
And that is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Coming up right at the top of the hour, we'll talk about my love for Carly Rae Jepsen.
You son of a bitch. It's going to be in my head all day now.
He's the best. I know.
You bastard.
Right? Also, actor, comedian Kevin Nealon joins us in the 7 a.m. hour as well. First, though, 6:52, Wednesday morning. Allie's here. What's happening?
Let's talk some Pornhub.
All right.
We have to.
If I had to venture a guess as to how many annual visits there were to Pornhub.com a year, how many would you say?
How many visits a year?
Mm-hmm.
Including beer mug?
Yes.
That's a lot. I mean, I go for...
Angry Dragon.
I go for that.
Uh-huh.
I also...
Brown necktie. Right.
Yeah. And then I search...
The jelly donut.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes I'll look for...
Brazilian slime viper.
What? And then once I went...
The scrunicorn.
Scrunicorn.
The shop vac.
Right. And then I went...
Lithuanian typewriter.
Okay. And then I typed...
Dutch oven.
Oh, and then I went... The chocolate omelet.
Mm-hmm. And then I search for...
The moped.
Mm-hmm. And then...
The mushy biscuit.
Trust me, you don't want the mushy...
New Jersey meat hook.
That's a good one, though. You want that one, yeah.
The tuna melt.
Right. And then I searched one time for...
West Side glaze.
And then I typed...
The zombie mask.
And then one time I typed...
The chocolate
pizza.
That's not good.
The flying
camel.
That is good. You should try that one. That's good.
The narcoleptic autopilot.
Right. And then one time I searched for...
The New Jersey meat hook.
Right. Already said that one, I think. And then...
Ocean
spray.
Right. And then one...
The pig roast.
Mm-hmm. Pig roast. Don't go for that. That's not good. And then...
The Puerto Rican
fog bank.
Right. And then, of course, I searched...
Three-eyed
turtles.
So I'm going to say...
I want to see Kevin's browser history.
I don't.
100 million.
100 million annual visits to Pornhub is what you're saying. Bean, higher or lower?
I don't know, because I remember when I searched
rusty
trombone,
and then I went looking for the
screaming porpoise,
and then I said, "What about the
angry pirate?"
And then I thought, "Well, how about the
Cincinnati bow tie?"
And then I wasn't satisfied yet, so I looked for the
Boston
pancake.
And then after that, I thought I'd wrap up with some
Alabama hot pocket.
And then I thought, "There's only one possible dessert:
Arabian goggles."
But then I wasn't completely sated yet, so I went for the
Roman helmet.
And then I topped that off with a
Sandy
dolphin.
And then I ended it finally with
tea
bagging.
Okay, so I'm going to say more than 100 million.
Oh my God. 28.5 billion.
Billion.
Oh my God.
Annual visits to Pornhub.
No. We're so far off.
Yes. Not only are you so far off, you were almost right on target with daily average visits of 81 million.
Say the number again. 28.5
billion annual visits to Pornhub. This is their year in review.
That is astonishing to me.
It's possible because I searched for
chili dog.
And then one time I typed in
dirty Sanchez.
Right. And then I looked
Cleveland
steamer.
And then I typed
rusty
trombone.
Yep.
Right. And then
hot
Carl.
Right. So that's crazy. 81 million a day, you're saying.
We did a Bean Makes Us Guess once of the most popular websites in the world, and I remember it was in the top 20 worldwide.
Oh, for sure.
I just am stunned by that number, though.
Well, we just heard a bunch of your searches. They also have listed, this is just bizarre to me, their annual year in review top searched items or terms
was
from 20
donkey punch.
The
donkey punch?
Screaming porpoise.
No?
Nope. I think you will be shocked by what was searched for on Pornhub.com.
All right, I'm going to guess the most popular search on Pornhub. I'm going to guess threesome.
See, that's the thing. I thought it would be, you know, lesbian or...
Right.
Big boobs.
Ellie just made a signal with her hands that we can't translate.
But the only ones that even come up sort of like that is porn for women, naked girls twerking... Korean BJ.
What?
But the other ones, they don't make any sense to me, and I want to know what's going on with people that are looking for these things
I'm
on Pornhub.
I'm not positive you want to know this.
One is fidget spinner.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why would people be looking for fidget spinners on Pornhub?
Because maybe they're looking for spinner, then they're looking for like a three-pronged one.
I don't think you want to mix your fidget spinners with your people making sex.
You know what I don't want to mix my sex with?
It's pretty sexy when you say people making sex.
Yeah, not at all. But I don't want to mix my Rick and Morty.
What?
With Pornhub.
I'm sorry, what?
Rick and Morty.
Okay.
What is happening? Also very popular, sexo en español.
Awesome.
Uncensored hentai, which is like the anime tentacle porn and whatnot. Cheerleader. Okay, I get that.
Sure.
These words, stop, it's too big.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not a search.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
And my all-time favorite, Indian teacher. So those are your top searches on Pornhub.
I sort of have a boner.
I am not okay from what just happened. Wow. Want to move on to Oprah after that? Or is that the worst?
Transition. No, let's hear you transition into that.
Oprah2020.com is a thing. So is she preparing for a presidential run? Not so quick. A guy bought that domain 2 years ago.
Is that right?
And you may be saying, why? Well, because he realized Donald Trump is running. He could possibly beat Hillary Clinton. So he started thinking about other huge celebs that would maybe run later. And he put his money on Oprah, pounced, bought it, bought the domain. And he said he hasn't been contacted by anyone from Oprah's team yet. But he will sell it for a big chunk of change if she's willing.
Hmm.
Yeah, good stuff. And let's end on this note. Hit the music.
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab a
Saved by the Bell is back, you guys. But not as a TV show. They're bringing it back as, what's your guess?
A video game?
How about a musical?
Oh.
The stage play called Bayside is going to hit the UK from March 9th through the 17th for a run in London's West End. It'll be under the creative direction of Bob and Tobley McSmith, who wrote Friends, the musical parody, which apparently was a thing, too. But, yeah, apparently they're banking on 80s nostalgia kind of being a big thing right now. So, sure. Saved by the Bell.
That's a terrible idea.
I love it. I am in. Let's all head to England and see that. Whew. All these stars born today, January the 10th. Rod Stewart, George Foreman, Jermaine Clement, and Sarah Shahi. Happy birthday. And that's what's happening.
You have questions about how the legal pot works in the state of California in 2018. We've got answers. Well, we don't, but our guest next hour will. Dina Browner is the owner of Alternative Herbal Health Services. So she'll be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. That should be fun. And also next hour, your tickets for WWE Raw at the Honda Center.
So Bean told us yesterday that he went to a concert last Friday night, and we were shocked.
Didn't know I ever left the house, did you?
I mean, honestly, you pretty much have established that you don't leave the house unless you absolutely have to. And you don't like people. And so it's odd that you would go to a concert. What is it that could have possibly gotten you out of your house to get into your car to drive and park and deal with all the people and go watch a show?
Well, first of all, I Ubered each way because the concert was at the Smoothie King Center, which is right down next to the Superdome in New Orleans, and that's less than 3 miles from my house, so I didn't drive.
All right.
But the answer is, what is the star power that would get me out on a Friday night?
That's what I'm asking. It must
in a crowd of 20,000 people?
It must have been a huge, huge act.
It was. You know, my love for Carly Rae Jepsen has been well established on this program throughout the years, Kevin.
That song blows, by the way.
How dare you, first of all. How she really likes you.
Think of some words.
How dare you?
You just repeat the word really. That's not a song. How is it possible that you went to see Carly Rae Jepsen?
Because I'm a fan of her music. Because
it doesn't
like
matter. You're
all
a fan
of her
of,
songs.
You're a fan of many, many bands that you won't go see.
Actually, that is true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Look, I don't know. Sometimes the stars just lied. Allie, you're my partner in never wanting to actually go out and leave the house. But every once in a while, things line up with the people and the time and the venue and the night and your schedule. And you go, okay, I'm going to do this one thing.
That's true. But I leave my house a lot more than you for things that you wouldn't do, like cocktails with the gals.
Yeah, I don't do anything like that. Nothing like that. But I also live a friend-free life, too, so we have that.
That helps, sure.
So we started talking about it. And by the way, Carly Rae Jepsen was the opening act for the Katy Perry Stadium Tour, which I stuck around for some Katy, by the way. Tremendous entertainer, and it's interesting that we're going to have this this phone conversation about you went to see the opening act and then left, because I'm glad I stayed to see some of Katy because she was great.
But how many songs did you see Katy Perry do? Because I would think she would be the draw. And if you're already there because of Carly Rae Jepsen, isn't Katy Perry the same type of song as Carly Rae Jepsen, only a little better?
And half the battle was getting you there. You're now in your seat.
Right.
I know.
So how many songs do you see Katy Perry perform?
Three?
Mm-mm.
That's incredible
Mm-mm.
to
Maybe.
Me.
Three?
I think if I'm at a concert, I love concerts.
Right. Yes, you do.
If I'm at a concert with a headliner that, with the opener that I love and a headliner that I just like, you stay there because it's a concert.
Yeah.
I hear you. I hear you. That's not how it worked for me. Dave posted yesterday, who goes to a concert, watches the opening act, and then leaves before the headliner? This was on the Kevin Bean social media. And we got a lot of responses from people. One that we mentioned earlier today, Allie, that just broke your heart.
Yeah.
This is a listener, Radio Face, went to see War Paint and then left before Depeche Mode.
I mean.
Now, we're with you on seeing War Paint.
They were great. Loved him. So glad I got there early for him.
But how do you leave before Depeche Mode? Again, even if you're not a huge Depeche Mode fan, you're there.
Yeah.
You had to take the time and the money and the parking and the whole, and you're at a concert venue.
Yeah.
You don't just stay for that reason.
We're going to take your phone calls right now.
This is not acceptable to me.
If you went to a show for the opening act and then left, we want to hear the combo that that you split up. 1-800-520-1067. Here's one from the Kevin and Bean Facebook page. This is Tim. My buddy and I saw Jenny Lewis open for Beck and left after Jenny's set. Nothing against Beck, but we just really wanted to see Jenny.
Beck puts on a great show.
He sure does.
He's so entertaining.
And by the way, Tim and his friends would have still had the opportunity to see and enjoy Jenny Lewis's set and then also see Beck, but they left. Jonathan writes in, I saw the bands Tennis and then Foals, both very good bands, by the way, open for the Silver Sun Pickups. There was no need to stay for the headliners.
But... But you're there.
And the Silver Sun Pickups are also very good, by the way.
There's another band playing that's very much like the two you saw.
This isn't totally like it because there wasn't just, you know, two bands, whatever. But I had fully prepared for a Sunday night of acoustic to leave right as Morrissey was taking the stage. Didn't have to because he didn't show up and I wound up getting the flu. But all I wanted was to see a bunch of the earlier bands and then the Killers.
Well, part of that experience is we got to get up on Monday morning and do the show and it's Sunday night.
That's what I told myself. But it was also F you, Morrissey.
It's so funny you should say that because I rarely stay to the end. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to see Morrissey because I've never seen Morrissey before. And he's an all-time legend in my mind.
How was he at acoustic?
He was there more.
Years ago, here's Lily. Years ago, I saw Hot Hot Heat opening up for the Editors. I left promptly after Hot Hot Heat was done. And by the way, again, as Kevin has pointed out on several occasions here, those are two bands that seem very compatible. It seems like if you like Hot Hot Heat, there's a very good chance you're going to enjoy the Editors as well. But she did not give them a chance.
All right, let's go to Eddie real quick and get his. Eddie in Pacoima. Hi.
Hi, Al. Good morning.
The opening act was and the headliner was?
The opening act was Hoobastank and the headliner was Stained.
Aww. Do not say anything bad about Hoobastank because, A, I love them, and Doug Robb, the lead singer, is a lovely man, and I love his whole family.
How do you choose to go to... What?
Thank you, Eddie. They are a delight.
Did you say one of the best bands ever, though?
Let him live.
Okay.
They got me through my teenage years.
All right. Look, somebody has to do that. But, all right, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Come on, that was a mistake.
Kevin, you're going to appreciate this. MJ writes in, she went to see Santana as the opening act, all right? Left before the headliner... Bob Dylan came on.
Well, that's
a supporter.
That's a smart move right there. That's a smart move.
Who wants to see old Mumbly up there, right?
Right? Let's go to George and Reseda. Hi, George.
Hi, yeah. I'm from L.A. I drove all the way to San Diego just to see Atmosphere and left before 311 in tribal seats.
Wow. That's a long way to go to see the opening act.
Yeah.
Why not stay for a little? Did you have to get back?
I kind of did, and I hadn't seen Atmosphere in a long time, so I just decided, or me and my bunch of friends decided to do that, and we went to TJ.
TJ, okay. All right, enough said.
Rachel writes in, concerts are so effing expensive. What kind of money do y'all have to burn?
Right.
So, I mean, I guess if you've already paid for it, you're already there. All right, let's close with Josh in Southgate, and then we'll ban him from ever listening to or calling the show again.
Hey, Josh.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. So you went for the opening act and you left before the headliner. Who were they?
Right. So it was the U2 360 tour. Muse was the headliner and I left before U2 came on.
Oh, Josh.
Muse was the opening act.
That's correct. Yes.
Muse was the opening act and then U2. Have you ever seen U2?
I haven't, and I really wanted to stay, but I had an early morning of work the next day, so I stayed for, I think, Vertigo was the first song. And then I left after that.
Oh, they put on such a great live show.
Even people that claim they hate U2,
yes.
I dare them to go to a U2 show and not walk out either completely moved, haven't shaken their butts the whole time, and loving it. I dare you.
Take it easy.
I know. Calm down.
They put on such a great show, Josh.
Oh, Josh.
I desperately wanted to stay, but it just wasn't in the cards this time.
I mean, he saw Muse, so he wins.
I mean, that's pretty good as well. Yeah.
It wasn't a bad night, though.
All right, Josh, we'll allow it. Thank you for listening, sir.
All right, this is going to hurt you, Kevin.
talking about leaving after the opening act.
Yes.
Before the headliner gets on a few minutes ago.
Don't do it.
Her name is Allie. She lives in Huntington Beach. I went to L.A. Rising to see Rise Against, stayed for Muse, left before Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, why are the kids cheering?
The kids know you're paid right now.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Who leaves before Rage Against the Machine?
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
Lopez went to see Guns N' Roses and Living Color. They were the openers for the band he left without seeing the Rolling Stones.
I don't hate that.
I mean, that's all right, probably.
But if you have the chance to see them while they're still alive.
That's my point, is if you're at a show, stay at a show.
And they're not going to live forever. You stick around for them, I would think.
You sure?
Just a bonus. You've already enjoyed Living Color and Guns N' Roses. It can't ruin the experience of seeing those bands if you stick around for the Stones, right?
Says the guy who left Katy Perry.
That's a good point.
Our friend and comedian Kevin Nealon will join us here in about 10 minutes on the world-famous K-Rock. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:23.
I love Kevin. He sure hikes a lot, though, Allie, which must be very concerning for you.
I'm going to have to tell Kevin I don't hate his show when he comes on.
Because?
Because I constantly get tweets. He has a show called Hiking with Kevin, and he hikes with celebrities. Mm-hmm. People will tweet him and tweet me and say, Allie, how much do you hate this show? This must be the worst show for you. Allie, have you seen the show? You hate it,
and
right?
And Kevin Nealon doesn't know why.
He doesn't know that hiking is where you get murdered.
Yeah. But if you tell him that, it might end his whole series.
No. Well, he's already been with Conan, so I'm fine.
So you're good. Yeah. We will we'll clear that up with Mr. Nealon when we have him on. And by the way, another quick reminder, brand new music from Jack White at 9 a.m. Very excited about that. If you can only have one source of news in the world, I think it should be worldstarhiphop.com.
Agreed.
I think you guys would agree with me. That's really where you can find out what is going on. And I wish there were more information on this lady that we are about to spotlight for you. She is sitting in the back of an SUV, it looks like, and she's recording a video where she is just fed up with the world. I wish there was some context as to what it was, if she was having some particular problem with her job or with her family members or, you know, trying to check out at Walmart. I don't know what set her off so much that she had to get this off of her chest. But it's the label is Auntie has some S to get off her chest going into the new year. So here is the sound of a lady who has just had it.
Good morning. I was going to actually wait to do this video like day before New Year's, but my gut won't let me do that. 2017 leaving. 2018 coming in. If you motherfucker that I deal with on a regular ain't tapped into y'all common sense and start acting like you a motherfucker live around this son of a bitch, I'm gonna cut your asses off. I'm cutting your asses off. I'm amazed at the way this whole world act like y'all like literally.
What's going on with Grandma here, you guys?
She says she's gonna cut you off. What does that mean? Is she talking about driving?
Friendships. No, oh, friendships. I think friendships, relationships in her life. She's had it with you guys.
I see.
Entitlement.
I mean, I guess maybe, you know, like she said, she was thinking about doing this, you know, New Year's Eve. Maybe this is just her looking at 2018 going, I can't keep living the way I'm living because there's too many frustrations in my life. I need to cut out the things that are making me unhappy. Mm-hmm. So maybe this is just her trying to just make the world a better place by, you know, by just doing that.
I love her language. I'll tell you that.
Customer service, anywhere you go, we got some dead brain motherfuckers. I'm starting to think that we're running around here living in a world with the living dead. 95% of you motherfuckers just don't get it. Your asses don't catch on. You get a job, you can't make that motherfucker on time. You got motherfuckers out here assisting you, helping you in every way known to mankind. You don't know how to say thank you. You motherfuckers users. Like, I'm just fed the up. I can't take another minute of this bullshit.
She's still alive, right?
Feel her.
Right? She's still alive, right, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she's still alive. Would you, if she were your aunt or your grandma, she were in your family,
I'd
Kevin,
move in.
Would you adore her?
Yes.
Or would you be embarrassed by her?
Oh, no, I'd love her.
I would love her, too. I would always want to hang out with this woman.
Oh, that's why 95% of the time I'm by myself. I don't deal with relationships. I can't stand that. I just can't. Motherfucker, start focusing on your only. Get your together. Stop worrying about somebody else. Quit dealing with these Build-A-Bear holes. Build-A-Bear ass.
All right, help me out with that. What is the, I'm not down with the lingo. The Build-A-Bear hose. What are the, what's going on there, Allie? Do you know?
I don't. The only thing I can think is guys that are dealing with chicks that just aren't real. So it's when you build a bear, you put it all together. It's not a real bear. You put it together how you want it
so
to be.
So it's fake, I got fake women.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. She's had enough of that as well.
Quit dealing with Build-A-Bear ass friends like I'm fed the f*** up. Like literally. Literally. I can't take this no more. No more. Come 2018, if you don't want to be checked, you don't want your kids whooped on, your kids talk, don't come around me because I'm going to beat the out them little bad mother.
I mean, come on. She has, she's just, is there anything she hasn't had it with? She's just naming a list, man. Watch out for auntie.
Start teaching them some. The reason why they're bad is because your sis ain't teaching these kids jack diddly.
So okay, now that's my favorite part of the whole video. She has used the F word and the S word and every word she can think of 30 times by now, 40 times by now. Why does she suddenly clean it up for jack diddly, do you think?
That is odd.
Must just be an expression she enjoys, I guess.
Ain't teaching these kids jack diddly. So it means that you're not teaching them. You bring them around me. I'm choking the shit out of one of these little bad motherfuckers. And I put that on my mama.
I want to see more videos from Auntie, by the way. Wow. I want to find out how her 2018 is going now that she's got S off her chest.
I want to talk to her daily.
Yeah. I love her.
Oh, I love her so much.
All right, this is going to be a controversial statement, but go with me here.
All right.
Okay. Now that Kevin Spacey has been disgraced, mm-hmm. I would like to put forward that Kevin Nealon is the best Kevin in the world.
Followed closely That's by Kevin Ryder.
Kevin.
What do you guys think? You think Kevin Nealon, or would you give it to Kevin Hart? Who do you think's the best Kevin right now?
Are we forgetting Bacon?
We're not forgetting him. Oh, Nealon's way better than Bacon.
Okay.
Costner.
I think.
Costner.
You're way better than Costner.
Yeah. What about Kevin Ryder's favorite, James?
How dare you? Oh, Kevin James. Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin Nealon. You're the second best Kevin. I apologize.
Well, let me just say something. My middle name is James.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Boom.
So you got both one and two.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, welcome back and Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And it's always good to hear your familiar voices.
And we appreciate you as well. We have a little bit of ground we need to cover with you here. And I'll mention that Kevin is going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena tonight, by the way. Tickets on sale, icehousecomedy.com. Just $25 to see the great Kevin Nealon and the Comedy
and
Magic
Ice
Club.
Oh, the Ice House is amazing.
That's it is
an amazing
fun.
Club. Oh, man.
Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa next Thursday. So do not miss the opportunity to see Kevin this week. I wanted to
you
ask
you. Can see me in both places.
Right. I mean, I guess you could, yeah. You had.
Hold on,
it
hold
looked
on.
Like,
will every word be new next week?
Every word will be new.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just want to get that out there.
You had what looked like a fantastic holiday in Europe, Kevin. Tell us about it.
Were you with us? Were you on the
I was
not. You. It's funny now with social media that people kind of, you know, you offer them a look into your life, and then when you run into somebody, it's all of a sudden they know exactly what was going on, you know, and where you were.
That is a little frightening. So,
but it was a fantastic. It was, you know, I never thought I would want to go on a river cruise, but my wife really started looking into it, and we went last year down the Danube, and that was really fun. And then this year, for the holidays, we went down to the Rhine River from Amsterdam, starting in the red light district and working our way down to Basel, Switzerland.
You didn't make the mistake in the red light district of trying to take a picture of one of those girls, did you?
No, you can't.
Oh, you can't.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like the door opens and people will chase you. That's happened.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
You were in the Alps at one point, too. Were you mountain climbing, Kevin?
No, we were in Lucerne, Switzerland. This was like the last stop on a little cruise, you know. We had to take a bus to get there, about a 45-minute drive from the Rhine River. And Lucerne is actually, it's the pre-Alps, they call it, because it's not as high as the regular Alps, but you could see the Alps from up top there. But it was still scary. You go up this little, it was such a fairy tale ride up this little cable car, and then you get into a bigger cable car, and underneath you are all hikers going up the mountain, down the trails.
Those are the poor little people.
The poor people couldn't pay for the ride up, I found out, yeah.
It's so fun. It's such a blessing to be able to travel, isn't it, Kevin? Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, it is, Kev. It's such a wonderful opportunity. I'm so grateful for it. And I've traveled all my life. I used to live in Germany when I was a kid.
Is that right?
I was 10.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, my father worked for a helicopter company that had a
a contract with what he called the German outfit. That's what the way they talked back then. You know, companies were outfits. For a long time, I thought he worked for Lederhosen. You know? No. So, yeah, so I learned how to ski in the Alps. I learned how to swim in Greece and argue in Italy. It was all I had best opportunities.
What the hell's going on?
He is a man of the world. All right, since you brought up hiking, Allie, you need to settle something with Mr. Nealon while we've got him on the line.
Kevin, I just hope you don't pay close attention to your Twitter, because when your show first came out, Hiking with Kevin on his YouTube channel, where he hikes and has delightful conversations with celebrities, people would start tweeting me because I am terrified of hiking because that's where you get murdered. So people were tweeting me, Allie, have you seen? And then they'd at you, at Kevin Nealon's show. You'd hate it. You must hate this show. Do you hate it? Do you hate Kevin Nealon? Kevin Nealon, hate. And I thought, my God, if he ever comes on Kevin and Bean, he's going to be like, Allie McKay, chick hates my show. Why? I don't. It's just hiking. You die. That's all
I'm
saying.
I can tell you that out of all the people that I've hiked with, I've only lost two were killed on the hike.
Okay. Oh, that's not bad. Right. That's not bad.
That sounds like a pretty good average.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far do you walk on these hikes with celebrities?
Well, you know what? It varies. It depends on the energy level and the physical ability of the guest that I have on. With Matthew Modine and Roseanne Arquette, I did a really strenuous hike, like a 2-hour hike. With some people, like Bobcat Goldthwait or whomever, Cheryl Hines, they'll get a cup of coffee and just walk kind of like in a flat trail,
Yeah. I feel like you and Conan were going faster and faster to see who was going to give up first. He was clearly out of breath, but he didn't want to admit it. And then I think you even stepped it up beyond that to see if you could kill him.
Well, I tell you, the hardest person to keep up with was Chelsea Handler.
Really?
Yeah, man. When I got back and looked at the video, it was like there was a lot of noise because we're going fast and the wind is hitting the mic.
It's not ideal. I got to tell you, Kevin, you do seem out of breath a lot.
I am out of breath a lot.
I would think with all that hiking, maybe you're not so out of breath.
That is true. And I've had physicals and everything's fine. There's no blockage anywhere. if I go for a hike after I've had breakfast, then I have a lot of food in my belly, and then it's a little tougher to...
I got you.
Sure. Hike. Do people on the trails ever stop because they're running into big celebrities out hiking in the mountains? Do they ever ruin your interview because they want to stop and talk to you or get a selfie or whatever?
Well, we have a security team around us with ropes and everything, so they can get close.
With ropes. Moving ropes.
No, that doesn't happen often. Once in a while it does, and we just kind of make it part of the video,
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful series. It really is. And, Kevin, you're a very good interviewer, by the way.
No, I'm not. Thank you.
He's not saying that ironically. He means it.
Yeah, you really are.
I watched the Conan thing, and I couldn't believe how many times I was cutting him off and not letting him answer.
That happens.
I can see the frustration on his face, too.
It was fun. So that's on the YouTube channel. You can see Kevin, of course, on Man with a Plan, which returns on Monday, January 15th at 8:30 on CBS Channel 2. And two great chances to see the man do what he does best, which is stand up on stage at the Ice House in Pasadena. That is going to be tonight. A great evening out of comedy at 8 p.m., icehousecomedy.com. And then next Thursday, you'll be in Hermosa at the Comedy and Magic Club. Like we said, Happy New Year. It's always great to have you on, Kev. We really appreciate it, sir.
I love you guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
Who wants a pair of tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw at Honda Center at the end of next month? We've got them for you in 5 minutes right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. WWE fans, stick around. 5 minutes. We'll tell you how you can win. First time for What's Happening. Here's Allie.
Just before we get to that, can we play a moment with?
Sure.
Do we have time? Because...
Oh, okay.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Very talented actor Dylan McDermott joins us just after 9 this morning here on the K-Rock Morning Show. That's us, right, Kevin?
I don't think we've ever called it that.
That's us.
That was A Moment with Bean.
I mean, you just started.
Not sure what happened
new.
There. Here's Allie.
Bean, you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. All right. You guys know my love for Stranger Things.
Yes.
In particular, Dustin.
Yes.
Love that kid. Well, I don't know if you saw about a week ago, somebody posted him and his sister in a band called Work in Progress. And they posted a snippet of a performance where they were covering Paramore's Misery Business. Well, guess who saw it?
Paramore.
Haley from Paramore. She tweeted him, "Dear Gayton, Taylor York and I saw your band's cover, and all I can say is open invite to crash a Paramore stage and thrash those luscious locks around and harmonize, obviously, whenever the spirit of rock leads you."
That's pretty cool.
Awesome. So he obviously quickly accepted, and she's like, "I'm going to send you our schedule. You pick a date. Wow. You're coming." So how, I mean, that kid is living his best life.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And a lot of people didn't even know that he could sing, but he started on Broadway. He was...
is that right?
Yeah, he was Gavroche in Les Mis.
Oh, sure.
The little boy that kind of...
My favorite part in Les Mis.
He was pretty much the only little boy in Les Mis that... Do you hear the people sing?
I've never seen Les Mis.
Singing the songs of angry men. You haven't seen Les Mis?
Oh.
Everyone's seen Les Mis.
Nope.
Bean... No.
I have seen Les Mis.
Muggs.
Saw it on Broadway.
Muggs hasn't seen it. Don't be
I'm
ridiculous.
With Kevin,
yeah. Yep. All right. Moving.
It's too Frenchy for Kevin.
Yeah, it's
pretty, awfully Frenchy.
Pretty French. Absolutely. Well, there's some serious controversy over Disney's upcoming live action Aladdin movie. A rep admitted to the BBC that the extras working on the movie were darkened with makeup so they could blend into the scenes of the movie.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, so actors and others took to social media to criticize Disney, including Cal Penn, who called the process brownface. Well, Disney has issued a statement saying that the show has, quote, one of the largest, most diverse casts seen on screen, and that only a handful of instances when it was a matter of specialty skills, safety, and control were the crew made up to blend in. So that's special effects rigs, stunt performers, the handling of animals. They had to put makeup on those people just so it would look like they were part of the movie.
I don't know what you mean by those people, but I feel like I should be offended.
The people
that sounds,
in charge of the rigs.
That sounds okay,
and animals,
by the way, to me.
Yeah.
That sounds okay.
Well, Kevin says it's fine. Okay. Team Disney is what Kevin's saying.
I think they're doing it for a purpose. I don't think it's... I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't the lead actor. It was a guy that was handling animals that could be caught in a shot.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
That makes sense.
But I will deny saying that if Cal Penn wants to go on a
date.
Right?
Same. I can't believe Bean said that. It's crazy.
Ed Sheeran is really serious about his condiments, you guys.
His condiments?
His condiments. One in particular. London Sun is reporting that the singer is obsessed with Heinz ketchup and has, quote, run out of patience with going to places that don't serve it while he's touring. As a result, he has thrown down the gauntlet. He has put a key member of his entourage in charge of having Heinz ketchup on him at all times.
Because you never know when you might need it.
You never know,
that's
Kevin.
That's craziness.
Can you imagine you're hired by Ed Sheeran? Like, oh, what's your role? Like, what do you do? I'm ketchup guy. I make sure he always has ketchup.
What else do you do?
That's it. Just ketchup guy. And if this doesn't land Ed Sheeran, you know, a Heinz
deal?
Contract,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
To have someone in charge of his ketchup, that is a level of star status I will never know.
That's correct.
Absolutely. And this is just for Kevin because he hates Royal Update so much.
Yeah.
But Meghan Markle has shut down her Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts.
Where am I supposed to get my information on the royal family?
Well, come on. She hadn't posted in a long time on social media anyway, but she also shut down her lifestyle blog called The Tig last April. But you can't have a royal on Twitter.
Right.
Come on.
It'd be ridiculous. They're so much better than everyone else.
Going to the Queen's again. Womp womp. Like, that just wouldn't... It wouldn't be good at all. And for you Amber Rose fans, could she become the newest X-rated mogul? Page Six is reporting that she has filed trademarks for... electric massage appliances,
okay.
Inflatable life-size dolls.
Go on.
Edible underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Stimulation aids.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And I think you've been waiting for this. Artificial private parts. So I will keep you posted and updated on that.
Thanks.
Some birthdays for you. Rod Stewart, George Foreman, Jemaine Clement, and Sarah Shahi, who we love so very much. That's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. And now it's time for WWE fans. If you want to be at Monday Night Raw at Honda Center February 26th to see all the stars in person, you call us right now. 1-800-520-1067. What's the advice here? Just know your wrestlers. Yeah,
know your wrestlers.
All right. We'll give you a chance to play a game and earn those tickets coming up next on K-Rod. She is not a doctor, but Snoop Dogg calls her Dr. Dina.
If Snoop calls her a doctor.
She's a doctor.
She's a doctor.
Right. I think she is in a business that is relevant to Mr. Dog's interests. So I believe we will enjoy speaking with Dr. Dina coming up in a few minutes here on K-Rock. And don't forget, brand new music from Jack White at 9 a.m. as well. Very excited about that. First, though, let's give away some tickets for WWE Raw. Hit it, Steve.
Real wrestler. Hey. Fake wrestler. Hey. WWE tickets. Yeah, brother. Real wrestler. Hey. Fake wrestler. Hey. One's real deal, the other fake. Show us now how you love the WWE, cause one is real, the other phony. Let's get it started and wrestle with us, but choose wisely, don't choose the bogus. Real wrestler, fake wrestler, come on Bean, do your Hulkster.
Right? I have retired that impression for 2018. You can go to Ticketmaster.com to buy your tickets for WWE Monday Night Raw at Honda Center February 26th, or you can win them right now at 1-800-520-1067. Miss Allie McKay, you are our hostess. How's the game played, please?
I'm going to name a real wrestler and two fake wrestlers. You just need to tell me which of the three is the real one. Easy right. peasy.
We start with Val in Anaheim. Hi, Val.
What's up, man?
All right, Val, you ready? Which is the real wrestler? Is it Savannah Smiles, Donnie Do-si-do, or Samoa Joe?
Samoa Joe.
It is indeed.
Nicely done. You go into the drawing. Hold on.
See, because those are all Girl Scout cookies.
Sure. Yeah. All right, let's go to Andrew P. in Pomona. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Andrew. Which is the real wrestler? Is it Napoli Niccolo, Milano Mateus, or Roman Reigns?
Roman Reigns.
It is Roman Reigns.
Throwaway right there.
Congrats. I can't even fake it. Even when I read his name, I can't fake it.
Let's go to Hugo in Pomona. Hi.
Hey,
Hugo. Which one is the real wrestler? Is it Sarah Fringe, Sasha Banks, or Sammy Reef?
Sasha Banks.
It is indeed
real
Sasha.
Wrestler, fake wrestler.
Nicely done. Our listeners know they're wrestlers. Let's go to Sergio in Huntington Park. Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Is it The Miz? Is it The Wiz? Is
the
it
Miz.
The... Okay.
Real wrestler! Fake wrestler!
I didn't even need you to finish.
I didn't even get to the J one.
Four for four, though.
I wasn't going to do it.
I wish you were. All right, let's go to John in Valencia. Hi.
What's up?
Hey, John, which is the real wrestler? Is it Finnegan, Killian, or Sheamus?
The Celtic Warrior, Sheamus.
Yes.
Real wrestler, fake wrestler.
John did a little brogue there. Did you hear
that? That's good. Five out of five, by the way, so far.
Well, these are easy.
Let's go to Danny in Wilmington. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Danny, is the real wrestler Abel, Kane, or Adam Eve?
Kane.
It is Kane. See, that's all. It's all Bible
real
stuff.
Wrestler, fake wrestler.
Which little kid wrote these for you, Allie?
Let's go to Andrew M. in San Gabriel. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
All right. Is the real wrestler Henry Rollins, Elliot Rollins, or Seth Rollins?
It's Seth Rollins.
It is indeed.
Real wrestler! Fake wrestler!
All right. Let's do our final contestant and go for the clean sweep.
Bernie and Fontana, we have 7 out of 7. You're our last contestant. Good luck.
Is the real wrestler Sia Sheena, Nia Jax, or Lori Lala?
What do you mean, Nia Jax?
Oh, yeah.
Did I say
Nia? I sure did. Oh, my God. I was thinking of Nia Peoples. You are totally right.
You were thinking of Nia Peoples.
Remember her?
Barely.
Okay. Good job.
Well done, Bernie. You are in the drawing along with both of the Andrews and Danny and John and Sergio and Hugo and Val, but only two winners will win tickets for WWE Monday Night Raw at Honda Center on February 26th. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Beer mug. Who are our winners, please?
Danny and Andrew M.
There you go. Congratulations. Enjoy it, and thanks for playing the game.
You got any weed?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a real thrill for us. Dr. Dina Browner, not a real doctor, joins us in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. She is the owner of Alternative Herbal Health Services in West Hollywood, one of how many, Dina, legal pot for adult use places in Southern California that propped up this year?
Los Angeles, one of four.
One of four.
This is so exciting. And yes, I'm not a real doctor, so don't ask me about your prostate. I am board certified by Snoop Dogg.
You're out, Kevin. If Snoop calls you a doctor,
then I'm not a doctor,
you're a
right?
You're a doctor.
Totally. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I try to tell my mother that. She's a real doctor. So.
She must be so disappointed in your career
choice. So proud.
How many applications were there for business people, such as yourself, who wanted to be legal weed outlets in California when the new law took effect?
Well, there are probably so many. There are different types of permits. For me, I opened up in West Hollywood, which is a private little city inside of Los Angeles. We have our own city council. So we opened 16 years ago. We were able to get a permit from the city, which helped fast track us to the state. If you are in Los Angeles County, those dispensaries are known as pre-ICO. They are tolerated. They are not permitted, which is why they have not actually been able to get their applications in. LA just started accepting applications January 3rd. They were late to the game because I open on January 2nd for adult use.
Unreal.
It feels like LA was surprised by this. Like they just, what?
Well, you know, it's funny. We passed this how long ago, right?
2016.
And so I think we all just got high and forgot. And we were all focused on the fact that Donald Trump was our president. We all forgot that weed was becoming legalized.
And we were going to need it more than ever.
Right? Most, yes.
And then I got my permit, like literally New Year's Eve. I realized, really? Oh, my God, I'm opening in 2 days for adult use. I don't even know what the rules are. So I went to the website for the Cannabis Control Board, and I scroll down to dispensaries, and it says, information coming soon.
Oh my God,
I better figure this out. And so I called a bunch of my friends in Colorado and said, tell me what you're doing so I can make sure that I'm doing everything up to board, because we don't know what is going on.
Right.
In California now, we have to give out exit bags, which are, if you Google it, it's not really a term that we like, because I realize it's meant for asphyxiation and like how to kill yourself with a plastic bag. This is not what we're doing. They tell us exit bags are a plastic bag. It's a childproof bag. So we have to place the actual marijuana product in this bag, seal it. So you take it home and it's always childproof.
I see.
Okay.
But it's another cost, and
you had no idea about any of this.
So literally, like the day before, we're trying to figure out how to open the exit bags because each brand is different, and it's like stoners don't need this. This is like really stressing us out. People are going home and cutting the bags open; they can't figure it out. So you opened
in 2004 for medical marijuana.
2002.
Yes. Okay. So you've been dealing with the federal government.
I'm their favorite girl.
I mean, you sort of are, right? The federal government has been, and still is, against all types of weed.
Yes. Well, in 1981, there was a federal judge named Francis Young who actually made an amazing ruling stating that he believed that cannabis should not be Schedule I. He believed that there was a medicinal benefit to this plant. The DEA has refused to acknowledge this ruling since 1981.
That was 1981.
Oh, wow. So I think we need to get with the times. And the scary part is that the government holds a patent on cannabinoids, which is marijuana, and they actually have to prove that it works to get a patent. So they prove that it's a neuroprotectant. It helps for Alzheimer's. So why are we pretending that this is a plant that doesn't help us? And this is really what puts me in a very bad mood dealing with the federal government. I've been raided several times. Oh, I do.
You've been raided several times.
Yes, several times, which is a shakedown. They come in and they, in fact, there was a documentary done on me.
Who is it? Is the FBI?
The DEA.
DEA, of course. Stupid me.
There's a documentary on Vice called The Real Life Nancy Botwin. They did a story about me, and Snoop Dogg's in it, and we tell the story, and we actually show some footage from the federal raids, because we have cameras, and we like to show everybody what these jerks do. They push you around, and we are following the rules. We're not a crack house. We're not a meth house. Yeah. If they're busting a meth lab, I'd have no problem with it.
Right.
But they are going after legitimate
businesses.
They're
trying to wear you down, so you just close the door.
That was many years ago.
Okay, so what happens when they raid?
So they
kick down the door and come in and take everything?
Well, there's this thing called a knock and announce, which is what a warrant is. A warrant says knock and announce. So instead of like knocking nicely on the door and saying, hi, we're here from the DEA, they just smash the front door and come in with M16s and start screaming. So that's their knock
and
announce.
That's insanity. Oh.
And so I've had M16s pointed at my face. I've been in handcuffs.
Do you think that they think they're going to meet resistance?
They know there's no resistance.
They know that.
They know this. It's almost like they choose to train their new employees by raiding a weed shop because it's the easiest thing. We're not going to fight back. We're totally peaceful. There's a bunch of cute girls everywhere for them to flirt with. They love it.
Dina, you have hundreds, maybe thousands of real life experiences of medical marijuana helping your customers too, right?
Yes. Well, it's so funny because for so many years they were patients that I had to correct everybody. It's a patient. And now all of a sudden I have customers and patients. And it's so confusing. But what I have noticed is that even though it went legal and it's adult use, so many of the people coming in that don't have their medical cards really are coming in because they didn't want to go see a doctor for something that they do have a medical reason to use cannabis for. And it's not like, you know, maybe I can't sleep that great or I don't want to take pills anymore. I don't want to talk to my doctor about it because he's the one that prescribes and pushes the pills on me.
Yeah.
And so they are now coming in, people that even celebrities were coming in saying, I didn't want to be on a list before. And so it's really nice to see that people are choosing to use cannabis instead of pharmaceuticals.
That's ridiculous that people who needed it were afraid to come in just because they didn't want to put their name on a list.
It's sad. And I was there for 16 years. You'd think that they would be okay with coming in, but no, not until now.
Wow.
Well, we have a bunch more questions about your place and how it works. And I guess before we go to break, Dina, will there be a lot of people who will now be smoking weed that wouldn't have smoked weed before?
I would hope so. Yes. It's going to make everyone in a better mood. There's a lot of doctors and lawyers. There's politicians. We opened on 6 a.m. on January 2nd. Mm-hmm. The first hour were all very professional types in suits that had never been to a dispensary. And I just kept thinking, if the whole world, these people start smoking, it's going to change our whole world, the way that we vote, the way that we see the future, the way that we take care of people, because people tend to be nicer when they're stoned. So I'm just putting it out there.
That's a very optimistic way to look at it. I hope you're right. All right. Dina Browner is here. Again, the place is the Alternative Herbal Health Services
in West
Hollywood.
Well, I have two shops, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I have. Well, in West Hollywood, we have OzWeHo, Alternative Herbal Health Services. In Coachella Valley, near Palm Springs, in Cathedral City, we have a store called the OG Collective, which has been open for a little while now. They're kicking butt out there. And they are open for adult use and medical as well.
Look at you. Yeah. All right, Dina, stick around. We got a bunch more questions when we return right after this on K-Rock. Marijuana cultivator, advocate, and consultant Dina Browner in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What's up Jeff Sessions' butt, do you think, Dina? What's his thing with marijuana?
Well, marijuana, you know, he does not like marijuana. I don't know why he doesn't like marijuana. I think he needs to try it.
That would help.
However, I don't think what he did really affects us too much. We know that the Republican Party is for states' rights, and all he did was give the states the right to decide how they're going to handle it. And we hope that these wonderful states of California, Colorado, Washington, Nevada have all stepped forward and said, we are going forward with our program. Don't worry. Keep following the rules. You're going to be okay. That's really what it comes down to. But I worry about places like Mississippi, Missouri, people in states that don't have medical and don't have legal, those are the people I'm worried about.
Plus,
Jeff Sessions, just to clarify why, might be one of his reasons. He has shares in holdings in a couple privately owned prison systems. So
and
it's good for him to keep people incarcerated for small, small crimes involving weed.
Ironically, I have a nonprofit called freedomgrow.org where we raise money for people in jail for pot, especially life in prison, and those people are out there. Those prison systems, it's exactly what it is. They're getting paid to keep people in jail. Yeah. And what a lot of people have never heard of, there's a business called Unicore. Have you ever heard of Unicore?
It's the largest
company in the country. No one has ever heard of it because it's owned by the federal government. It's used to make all the infrastructure, whether you see freeway signs, desks for schools, bulletproof vests, the badges for your police officer. It's all made by prisoners. We know license plates are made by prisoners. That's Unicore.
Right.
So what happens is they put people in jail. They pay them 10 cents, you know, an hour. Maybe they get 90 cents a day to work in prison. Those are people who are drug offenders. The drug offenders make the best prisoners. The pot prisoners make the best workers. Why? Because we are not violent. We are hard workers. We want to get out to go home to go smoke a joint. So they're going to go home and work really hard. And that's what's happening. So we got to get those guys out of jail, men and women. They're locked up all over the country. So go to freedomgrow.org and make a donation so we can help them get out.
What is the process now of people who are in California in jail for drug offenses? Can they appeal? Can all of them appeal if they're
slowly but surely? It's not a retroactive thing, unfortunately. So we can go case by case and try to ask for clemency, essentially, but it's not going to reverse it.
Dina, I want to go back inside your shops for a minute. The quality of the marijuana, the legal marijuana that you can sell for adult use, how does that compare to what's available illegally?
So, well, I would like to say that all cannabis, there's different types. It's like fruits and vegetables, right? So there's different potencies. I personally have been in this industry for a very long time, so I have great connections. I know what to look for. I am a snob myself, so I need to make sure that there's something I would smoke in my store. So we have everything from the top, top, top shelf with the highest amount of THC possible.
And that's the Snoop section.
The Snoop section, exactly. I was going to say it's actually one of the strains is called Snoop Line Executive Branch that he's named after himself. And then we have some of the organic outdoor. And what's interesting is a lot of people come in, and if you're medical or adult use, it's the same exact product. It's more about if you're medical, we're going to help find something to, you know, to really match the ailment that you have. Mm-hmm. But what I think is so cool is so many people have been coming in the last couple of weeks going, what's the weakest stuff you have? I haven't smoked in 30 years. And so we've been actually selling out of the lower grade, low shelf and not the top shelf. So it's sort of interesting. The medical patients, they want the top shelf. Adult use, sort of moderate.
Yeah, getting back into it.
Yeah, slowly.
Sure. How about the other half of my question then would be, how about the price for legal marijuana versus illegal?
It is exactly the same price. The California state excise tax is 15%. So the way that California is very smart, when I purchase product from a distribution company, I have to pay 15% of the retail upfront. So the state gets their money before I even sell the product.
Wow.
I have to then give that 15% and tack it on to the price so I can have the patient or the customer pay that back to us. Mm-hmm. So you are now paying the regular price of the product plus 15% excise tax plus sales tax, which is in Los Angeles, 9.25%. That is the same for medical and for adult use, unless you're a medical patient with a recommendation from your doctor, and then you then go to the health department downtown, you file for a state cannabis card. The health department will verify your note with the doctor. They take a picture of you. It's $100. It's good for 1 year. And it's like a driver's license.
That sounds like it would take 5 years to accomplish.
It takes about an hour of your life.
Okay,
and to be honest, if you need to have a lot of cannabis on you, you can have as much as you need for your own medicinal use. If you're going to get pulled over driving around 5 pounds of weed, you're going to want to have a state card.
But then with the state card, you don't get the sales tax.
You don't pay sales tax, but you have to have the state card. But then you're on a list, and we don't know what that list means. And I've heard some people needing organ transplants who maybe were denied because they were on a list. So I'm not a big fan of a list.
Oh, no.
There's a really dark underbelly to this whole thing, isn't there?
Absolutely. They don't want people who smoke pot carrying guns. I mean, everything is like we are the black sheep of the community. We're trying to help.
I want people who smoke weed on guns. That's the people that I want with guns because they're not going to use them.
Right. We're never going to use them.
It's happening.
Before we were out of time, Dina, you made reference earlier to the Vice special that you were featured on, and they called you the real life Nancy Botwin. Does your real life have anything to do with the show Weeds as well?
Yeah, they inspired the show based on my life.
No
so
kidding.
It's been a little crazy the last
So when Mary Louise Parker plays you, that's a compliment, right?
I would hope so, yeah. She's pretty hot, so yeah.
She is, yeah.
And what
I don't have
right
kids.
Now?
I don't have kids, so it was a little bit different.
But
definitely very loosely inspired. I was the only woman in the cannabis industry for so many years. And then from Weeds, other entertainment people sort of found out about me. And then I started working on the show called Disjointed, which is a Chuck Lorre production starring Kathy Bates. It's on Netflix. And the next 10 episodes come out Friday, which we're excited about.
Very good.
And if you go on to EW.com or to YouTube, Netflix just posted a little trailer teaser of our 420 musical, which is pretty fun.
I'm sorry.
Excellent.
Your
have a 420 musical.
Musical.
Of course. Doesn't everyone need a musical? We're like La La Land for weed.
Agreed.
How often do you see Doug Benson around the neighborhood?
Oh, I just texted Doug the other day. He was texting me all the time. I love Doug.
We do too. You have a fascinating life. All right. Any advice for first timers that may be listening that want to stop in and see you at the shop in West Hollywood?
Yes. Well, get there early because the lines get really long in the afternoons. But you want to bring cash. You want to make sure you're hydrated. You got some snacks for that line. But in all fairness, you want to make sure that you express with the bud tender what you're looking for because they're really knowledgeable.
Bud tender?
They can help you find, of course, a bud tender. That's right. And they know exactly what we have. And go slow. Start slow. Don't go home and eat a whole edible. Take a nibble.
You guys,
see
seriously,
how you feel
listen
for an
to
hour.
Dr. Dina right now.
But the good advice, if you're going to eat the edibles, is if it doesn't work after 10
do
minutes,
not
eat
take
more.
More.
Do
not eat more.
Don't do that.
And if you do get too high, there's two ways to fix it. So you can either A, drink a glass of milk that's going to slow down your digestion. You're going to be high for way longer than if you didn't drink that glass of milk.
Really?
But it won't hit you all at once. So now you're going to be stoned for 3 days, but you won't be as high. So that was the old school way of fixing it. The new way is adding CBD. And so CBD is actually the anti-THC. If you take CBD, like a CBD pill, it'll cancel out your high.
How about that?
Yeah. I don't want that.
No,
and that's what people
stuff.
Are afraid of What's giving kids. But it's like you don't get high from CBD. And CBD is what's helping all of our cancer patients, children with Dravet syndrome and seizure disorders. So it's so fascinating that the same exact product that someone comes in and says, I want to get high – it's good for a little kid having seizures.
How do you stay so positive with so much negativity toward your industry?
Well,
it's
so easy. I see all these people that I help every single day, and I know I'm on the right side of history.
Dina, this was a real pleasure to have you in.
Thank you. We really enjoyed it.
We'd love to keep in touch if we could. What's the easiest way for people to remember the name of the place in West Hollywood?
Well, I would say go visit me on Instagram or online at DrDina420, DrDina420. And I always have information on where to find the shops. The best way you can find Alternative Herbal Health Services at 7828 Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood, one block east of Fairfax. And our dispensary in Coachella Valley called the OG Collective is off Bankside Drive.
All Hopefully right. We put the link up bank. on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page as well. Thanks for coming in,
Thank
Doc.
You.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. I mean, that's the kind of song you want to wake up to, right?
Yeah, that's real good. That's still real good.
It's the world famous K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
5 minutes from right now, brand new music from Jack White, you guys.
Very exciting.
Brand new Jack White. Coming up on K-Rock first. What's happening, Allie?
We've got a pair of tickets to Bellator MMA 192. That is happening. Oh, yeah. Kids love it. January 20th at the Forum. That is Chael Sonnen versus Quentin Rampage Jackson. If you're caller 20 right now at 1-800-520-1067, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see that fight. It's a stat card, you guys. But tickets, if you can't win them, starting at $30 on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Some Game of Thrones news.
Okay.
But it's news for people that like stamps.
I'm sorry.
So this would usually be for Bean, but since he's not a Game of Thrones fan, it's like... But the British Royal Mail is putting out an exclusive 10-stamp set of Game of Thrones. There's going to be an additional 5-stamp sheet featuring the Night King, the undead White Walkers, as well as giants, direwolves, dragons, and the Iron Throne. Do you think that'll be a big thing?
I don't know.
What's the crossover of people that love stamps? I need a Venn diagram on that one.
I don't know. That seems like it's a miss.
That's what I thought.
But I don't know.
We will soon find out.
Sure.
I will keep on top of this story. We had Dylan McDermott on talking about his show, L.A. to Vegas, which, of course, producer Dave, the King of Mexico, and Beer Mug went on a trip with Dylan McDermott in a plane, and then they gambled with him. They had a great time.
Went to Vegas, yep.
Talked about it yesterday. All of a sudden, Fox has picked up 3 more episodes of L.A. to Vegas. I think people were like, I want to see the show with the dudes that Muggs and Dave party with. Ratings skyrocket. Who is
takeaway,
with
huh?
me? That is.
That's what you're getting from that,
that
story?
That is my takeaway. Huh. Absolutely.
Does that mean I get a cut?
You do not. Oh, because no. also.
Because she's wrong in her.
Because take. A, I'm wrong. And B, you didn't give Dermot.
Dylan?
What?
Dylan?
Dermot Mulroney anything, which is a weird part of the story that no one saw coming. You didn't give Dylan a cut of your winnings at the table when his hand was hot at craps.
He was rolling for 30 minutes at craps. That's unheard of.
Couldn't even give him a taste. That is just...
It's wrong.
It's unacceptable. If you guys missed why Stan Lee was trending yesterday on Twitter, he's very much alive. And according to the Daily Mail, maybe a little too alive, they're saying that the 95-year-old Marvel creator Stan Lee has been very handsy with the young nurses who were coming to his West Hollywood home, asked to be taken care of in his bedroom, and he finds it all very funny. A rep from the company confirmed that they had received complaints from several employees, but they stopped providing services in 2016. Through an attorney, Stanley has denied this. He wants to clear his name. Total fabrication. And a rep from the new caretakers say that he's only been a polite, kind, and respectful client. So you don't want to see Stanley's name trending.
No, you don't.
And you don't want to see it for that. But
and I hope it's not true.
Same. Time will tell. But 95 years of no one saying anything to now. At least that makes you think maybe for some reason.
Hopefully, yeah.
But you never, never know. Hey, some birthdays for you. Actress Sarah Shahi, who we adore and should have back in for shots immediately. It's her birthday today, as well as Rod Stewart, George Foreman, and Jemaine Clement, and that's what's happening.
All right, 9:40, it is Wednesday morning, time for one more What's Happening. Here's Allie.
You guys, Paley Fest returning to the Dolby Theater. This is a huge deal. It's March 16th to the 25th, and it's basically a ton of amazing shows that you watch all the time, but you get to see them up on the stage, the actors, directors, producers, writers, just chit-chatting about what happens on the set, how they come up with their storylines, everything. You then get to ask questions. It's such an insider view, and they're so accessible. It is a really, really good time.
So much behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. And the full lineup came out yesterday. It's going to kick off, by the way, with, listen up, Kevin, an evening with Barbara Streisand.
I'm sorry?
Yep, you heard me. An evening with Barbara Streisand.
That's my favorite TV show, that Barbara Streisand.
It's not a show.
I love it.
Kind of...
Oh.
She's a legend. My God. That one's going to sell in a second.
You know that you'll have to go see that, right?
Someone's going to bring you to that.
We're pretty busy.
You see are you?
Yeah, I'm busy on that day.
You don't know what day it is.
I have this thing.
Nope.
A pre-existing condition.
Which is that you hate Barbra Streisand.
Right.
Well, can I interest you in these shows? The Orville, Will and Grace, Handmaid's Tale, Silicon Valley, Supernatural, Big Bang Theory with Young Sheldon, The Good Doctor, Mom, Queen Sugar, Riverdale, or... Stranger Things. Good Lord, that is a lineup. General public on sale is this Friday at 9 a.m. More details, paleyfest.org. But caller 25 right now, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to see Netflix's Stranger Things up there on the Paley Fest 2018 panel. Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. And
we'll get right back to you.
Nope.
Oh.
You will get those tickets. That's a huge
deal. That's exciting!
Deal. That is exciting, lady. You are totally right. Okay. Yesterday,
what
we told
I
you...
put up my butt?
Lady, calm down.
She's very rude.
She is. Yesterday, we told you Taco Bell is adding French fries to their menu.
Right.
For the first time ever. They had tried it in select markets, but now, January 25th, that's the date. And people are losing their minds.
Because why?
Because people would go to a different place... Because they just wanted, you know, French fries. So they'd go to Del Taco because they wanted Del Taco, but they also had fries. Now, if fries were part of it, they can now go to Taco Bell, and it's no longer, as Mark Hoppus put it, a Sophie's choice.
I'm sorry. I may be an outlier on this, but
same.
I don't get how French fries are part of a balanced Mexican lunch.
You are high, and you want fries.
All right.
You are drunk, and you want the fries.
Right. Here's the thing, though. Uh-huh. And I love Del Taco.
Yes.
Truly. I like both of those restaurants. I go to them all the time.
I know you do.
Their fries...
Not your draw.
...are wet and limp.
Oh. Also the name of my college memoirs. Okay.
I mean,
all right.
They really are.
All right.
They're not...
Well...
I love everything else there.
Yeah,
you
do.
Love the food that they specialize in, that they're great at making.
Right. Well, listen, I'm not saying that it's going to be a huge deal for Taco Bell to get the fries on January 25th, but shots have been fired.
Uh-oh.
Del Taco tweeted yesterday, and thank you to Steven on Twitter that alerted me to this. They tweeted, "We had a great idea back in 1964, serving fries with burritos. We guess other folks are finally catching on."
Oh, here we go. It's on. Race war.
It's not a race war.
Race war's on, everybody.
Nope.
It's
nope.
Going down. Just, it's going down.
Restaurant.
Come on. Race war.
Not really, Cartman. Huh. Sons of Anarchy. We heard about this on Friday. FX has given a 10-episode series order to the Sons of Anarchy spinoff.
Called the Mayans?
Mayans MC.
Yes.
Yes, 10 episodes, but we now know we don't have to wait all that long. It's gearing up for a late summer, early fall premiere. So you have time, Kevin, to make sure your arm moves in case they ask you to host after Mayans MC. They could. They could, right?
I mean, technically, sure.
You are all things Kurt Sutter. So you're in, you hear
him.
His name,
yes.
And you're going to watch the show.
Yes. Sons of Anarchy was one of the best series of all time.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we don't have to wait long. And 10 episodes. I dig it. Something else I dig?
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, cause I'm saved by the bell.
Producer Dave, King of Mexico, sent me an email yesterday. Subject line, Saved by the Bell is back. And I couldn't click fast enough. And then I clicked and it said, only thing is, it's not coming back as a TV show. They're bringing it back as a musical. The stage play called Bayside is going to hit the UK from March 9th to the 17th for a run in London's West End. But don't worry, it's brought to you by the same guys that brought you Friends, the musical parody. Did you know that was a thing?
I don't know anything about it. I do remember that it existed.
I do, too.
I mean, if you're going to see a Saved by the Bell musical, you're not looking for groundbreaking work. You want to sit there. You want to have fun. You want to see who's Kelly, who's Zach, who's Screech. That's just a good time, you guys.
It could be, yeah.
It could be. That's right.
It could be bad, too.
And that's also an option, yes.
Which kind of makes it more fun. Because if it's really bad...
and it comes back around to being
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. Full circle. Any of you watching Hugh Laurie's show Chance over there on Hulu?
I've seen every episode of both seasons.
I'm not.
Have
it's
you?
So good.
Is
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah, it's great.
All right. Well, it didn't generate the ratings Hulu had hoped for, and it has been canceled.
No!
That's the worst news. I'm so sorry.
I didn't expect
you to be that on board.
Who knew anyone that's that on board on that show?
But
one of my very favorite shows.
Could it open up him to more of a role on Veep's final season? Because he won't be competing with, you know, shooting that upside.
You're trying to look for the upside, yeah.
I am. I had no idea that.
I love Hugh Laurie.
She didn't mean to crush you, Bean. It's okay.
She did, by the way. She did crush me. I love Hugh Laurie in everything. And, you know, let's not forget, he just did The Night Manager last year, too.
Oh, that was so good,
too. Phenomenal in. So whatever he has time to do, I'll watch. But I'm sad to hear about Chance. It was real good, and the first two seasons are really worth checking out on Hulu, you guys.
Excellent. All right. Will do. We won't. Also, Bean, cover your ears.
More bad news?
Yeah, Willie Nelson
earmuffs.
Is having some issues.
Oh, I don't like this at all.
He had to cut his concert short Saturday night in San Diego. He was having breathing problems. He got on stage.
Oh, no.
Started singing Whiskey River, started coughing, left the stage, didn't come back. He's now back home in Texas, but he has canceled the rest of his gigs this week, including a two-night run at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas.
You know, I spend part of every single day being pre-sad.
I know you
that
do.
One day Willie Nelson will not be with us. So
that's insane to me.
This hurts me.
Why don't you celebrate every day he's alive? Why don't you look at it that way?
He's alive today. I'm grateful for that,
all
but
right,
he's not going to be alive forever.
Right, okay.
I know, but soon, though, the way it's going. He's like 84 years old.
Right.
And he's got health problems. I don't like it.
I'm saying enjoy him while he's here.
Okay. I mean, I'll try, but half glass full is what I heard.
Wow, this is all going down right now. Hey, you can look for the cast of This Is Us to join the fun after the Super Bowl. Super Bowl on NBC, so usually they try and really ramp up the stars for whatever show is on, like Jimmy Fallon's show. So all of the stars from This Is Us will be joining Jimmy Fallon afterwards, along with Justin Timberlake, who, of course, performing at halftime, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So that's a full lineup for you if you like any or all of those people. You just have
you're
to watch.
Not a fan of the host.
You just have to watch Jimmy Fallon is the bad part for some people. Yeah. Let's talk about some birthdays, shall we? Rod Stewart, George Foreman, Jemaine Clement, and our love, Sarah Shahi. Happy birthday, and that's what's happening.
The SoCal tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We talk sports with Jim Rome like we do on Thursdays. We have Dr. Drew on Thursdays. He's not a real doctor, but Snoop called him a doctor. Mm-hmm. What?
Dr. Drew is a real doctor.
He is a real
doctor. Snoop called Dr. Dina a doctor, but she really isn't.
Gotcha. Ashley Esqueda from CNET is at CES. She's going to give us a recap of what's going on there. And we've got your WWE tickets as well tomorrow morning.